Nick and Max here, crashing in on Panorama with our review of John Wick 4. We were lucky enough to see an advanced screening of it through Cine last week and in cinemas. And here's our review. So, synopsis, brief, quickly, go.
John Wick goes across the world trying to kill people. Well, not trying to kill people, he's just trying to survive. Everyone's trying to kill him. Yes. He ends up killing people in retaliation. That's the film.
It's
simple, it's full of action, and that's all you need.
Yeah,
it's just a great time.
He goes to Japan, Berlin, and Paris in this film. Tokyo, Berlin, and Paris, pardon me. And yeah, so cinematography.
Cinematography, stunning. Absolutely breathtaking. It's just so well shot. Mm. The lighting, just the color grading.
The shot composition,
it's beautiful.
The color grading, the way the scenes are captured on film, the cameras they used are really aesthetic. It's got this kind of comic book-esque lighting and feel to it. The camera is used in some amazing ways, not to spoil too much, but there's a scene that's completely done from a top-down bird's-eye view perspective.
As his camera follows John Wick through a building, and it goes down to the building, and then it goes back up, and it follows this entire thing, and it's like, this
sequence
is just
absolutely incredible. I mean, the film is probably worth it just for that. There's an entire sequence, the final act is set in Paris.
Probably the last hour brings everything together and
don't
brought this sense
away.
Of excitement and fun to the the whole theatre as the audience was just really into it.
And
it
I think
great.
That's the main thing. The entire experience was made so much better because we were seeing it with people who love John Wick, and we were seeing it with people who were reacting to the entire film, and they were wincing when he'd get knocked down, and they were cheering when he'd get back up again, and everyone was, you know, just the energy in the cinema was so electric, and it just added to the experience so much, and I think I enjoyed the film more because of it.
Absolutely.
Because everyone around us was just really, really getting into it.
If there's anything we can recommend is to see this film with the biggest audience possible and the biggest theatre possible.
Yes.
That really will just bring it all together.
Highly recommend it. And the soundtrack in this film is incredible. There are some amazing songs that they use.
The original soundtrack is also fantastic. It just brings this like sense of excitement to the film. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
we loved it.
I went into the film basically saying to Max that I don't think any John Wick film deserves more than 4 stars. I didn't really love the first three. I came out of it absolutely stunned by how beautiful it was made, how well the story was crafted for not really working with much, and the narrative.
Well, it also proves that this is just, it's brought everything together in such a neat way that just makes it.
It is the perfect quadrilogy.
It was all set up and it really, really paid off.
It paid off. And the fact that the fourth film, in my opinion, is the best one speaks
volumes.
Levels, volumes. I give it 4.5 stars.
I would give it the same. I would highly recommend everyone go and check it out.
Yeah, go check it out in cinemas.
This has been Nick Salas-Welsh and Max Taylor with Cine News.